Okay, I'm going to take roll. Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Alejandre?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Dunn?
My phone due to medical here.
Okay, well, welcome all to the March meeting of the Illinois Gaming Board. We'll open with the Riverboat meeting. And the first order, and we do have a quorum, so I declare the meeting in order. And the first item of business is approval of the open session minutes from the meeting of February 22. Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of February 22nd, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. My cold walk over here from River North made me realize what an excellent decision that this board made in deciding to go south for our next meeting, which will be in Springfield on April 20th, closed session, and the open session on April 21. So hope to see you all down there in Springfield in April. Are there any board member comments?
None at this time.
Mr. Administrator?
No comments, Dave.
All right, public commentary. Kathy Gilroy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, members of the board and staff. My name is Kathy Gilroy, a member of the public. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month, so it is the opportune time for me to address this board about your so-called self-exclusion program. Since this program has been implemented only for casinos and not for video gambling parlors yet, I'm speaking during the casino portion of this two-part meeting. However, my concerns apply equally to video gambling establishments. I applaud MGM Resorts for launching the GameSense responsible gambling program at all its properties, including Grand Victoria Casino in Illinois, after Massachusetts regulators ordered them to do so in only their own state. I also applaud the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association for their additions to the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline services. About 15 years ago, I struggled to get that statement approved and to coordinate the use of the same 1-800 phone number by all Illinois gambling outlets. This after it had been law for 5 years already. When casinos and video gambling machine operators are introducing their own programs to help those with gambling problems, it is high time that this board takes action to update its self-exclusion program. The Illinois Gaming Board SEP started in 2002, but numerous technological advances since that time have not been included as they should have been. Biometric facial recognition has been around for over 10 years. I asked this board years ago to require casinos to use facial recognition to identify and ban those who have voluntarily requested this board to ban them from casinos. Ban, quote unquote, is a word often used to describe what most people expect the SEP to do, despite its name. However, this board did not act on my request. According to a March 15, 2017 article titled Technology Behind Casinos, facial recognition technology is used extensively by casinos. Many casinos share a database of notorious scammers, and these people are banned, yes, banned, from entering most casinos before they can, quote, cause financial damage to the casino, unquote. There's no valid reason for not using that same technology to protect the over 12,000 people in Illinois who could cause financial damage to themselves and their families by being allowed to enter a casino or river or video gambling parlor. When referring to the duties of this board, the Riverboat Gambling Act states that, quote, such rules and regulations are to provide for the prevention of practices detrimental to the public interest, unquote. Allowing a person who is self-identified as a gambling addict by volunteering for the SEP to enter a casino or video gambling parlor, and then also allowing that person to gamble, is detrimental to the public interest. When someone reaches such a point of despair that they cannot control their gambling, They sign up for the SUP with a desire to stop gambling and to be banned from even entering a casino or video gambling parlor. It is high time for this board to offer protection from financial damage to gamblers and their families, not just protection from financial damage for casinos and video gambling parlors. According to that same article, in Australia, license plate scanners are, quote, quite effective in helping most casinos prevent problem gamblers from accessing their premises, unquote. In other words, casinos in Australia are stopping addicted gamblers before they even reach the casino door. Let's do that in Illinois, shall we? What's preventing us from doing as the Australians do? Casino cards and chips are outfitted with technology to prevent casinos from being cheated by gamblers. Let's use technology to protect our fellow Illinois residents and families who do not want to give any more money to casinos and video gambling parlors from being cheated out of it. An important lawsuit was settled recently concerning the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. A game player claimed that the face scanning procedure of a video game violated that law. The judge dismissed the complaint with prejudice, saying that the plaintiffs gave permission for their faces to be scanned, and the software company did not sell nor misuse the data. That ruling paved the way for this board to begin using facial scanning in conjunction with its SEP. When facial scanning has become so common that a park in Beijing, China is using it to control how much toilet paper a visitor takes, it's high time for this board to use it to help the over 12,000 Illinois residents who were requested to be banned from gambling establishments. Chairman Tracy, at the December meeting,
You're about out of time. I understand the facial recognition point's an excellent point. Do you have another point or two to make?
Two sentences.
All right.
At the December meeting, you said you expected to announce the SEP for video gambling at the January meeting. Since I didn't hear about it at either the January nor February meetings, I can only conclude you were waiting for my testimony today before rolling out your new video gambling SEP and enhancements. Thank you for listening to my comments.
All right, well, we are working on that. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the current almost lifetime ban on a self-excluded person when they sign up, because no one's, to my knowledge, ever been able to get off that list, do you think that has a chilling effect on people signing up on the self-exclusion list?
Well, I'm sure it does, but over 12,000
Do you think if Illinois were to change that rule to be more like Missouri and allow people, say, to get off after 5 or 10 years or some time, do you think that would lead to more people signing up on the self-exclusion list?
I'm sure it would lead to more people signing up, but have any people in Missouri or those other states ever gotten off their list?
I don't know. I think that's why they made the change, though, to make it, to get more people on the list. But anyway, well, thank you very much for your testimony, or your commentary, I should say. I should have asked if there are any other questions. All right. Board, are there any board policy items, Mr. Administrator?
No.
Owner licensee items. Harris Metropolis.
Good morning, Chairman Tracy, members of the board. Mr. Izrowski and staff. I'm Randall Conroy, General Manager of Harris Metropolis. If you really want to get south, Chairman Tracy,
have a meeting in Metropolis. Well, we need to have a meeting at one of the riverboat locations one of these days. How many miles is Metropolis?
Well,
from where we're sitting right now.
Springfield, so it's pretty far down.
How many miles is it from right here? Is it over 400?
Probably so. Right. That's about a 7-hour train ride, but we do have service to Paducah for about an hour from here.
Right. Okay, very good. All right, is there a motion relative to Harris?
Yes, Chairman, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board approve the request by Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harris Metropolis Casino, to renew its owner license for a period of 4 years retroactively to February 2017. expiring in February 2021, and find the following persons suitable as key persons of the licensee: Hamlet Holdings, LLC, Caesars Entertainment Corp., Caesars Entertainment Operating Company, Players International, LLC, Players Holdings, LLC, Leon Black, David Bonderman, James G. Coulter, Joshua Harris, Mark Rowan, Mark P. Fisora, Gary W. Loveman, John Payne, Timothy Donovan, Thomas Jenkin, Eric Henson, Dan Real, and Christy Rodriguez.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Conroy, we do appreciate the your supplemental responses relative to the MBE, WBE, and DBE questions, and appreciate what appear to be your extra efforts to make opportunities to do business with Arizona Metropolis more open and available to minorities and disabled persons and women in general. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Chairman, and many thanks to the staff for helping with that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we also have a request from Harris Metropolis to change its corporate form to an LLC. Is there, are there any questions for Mr. Winkowski relative to this change?
Not at all.
We did have a question about the FEIN, but we have resolved that. Apparently you will be getting a new FEIN as part of this structure change. So is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board approve the request from Southern Illinois Riverboat Casino Cruises, Inc., DBA Harris Metropolis Casino, to change its corporate form to a limited liability company as part of the reorganization plan submitted for the board's approval by Caesars Entertainment Corporation, and waive Board Rule 250, thereby allowing a transfer of the existing license to the new entity.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much, and thank you again to staff for continuing to work on this with us. So.
There was a fair amount of work in this reorganization.
A little bit. Thank you.
All right. Casino Queen, key person, chief financial officer. Rebecca Mumma. Am I saying that right?
Mumma.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski and staff. I'm Jeff Watson, President, General Manager of Casino Queen, and I'm happy to present Becky today for her Form 1, and she's here to answer any questions you may have.
All right. I don't have any questions. All right, is there a motion?
Thank you for pronouncing that, because I was going to butcher it.
I did too.
So. Here it is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board approve the correction. Based on the staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve Rebecca A. Mumma as a Level 1 occupational licensee in her position as Chief Financial Officer for Casino Queen Incorporated.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. All right, occupational licensee items, approvals and denials, Level 2 and Level 3 licenses.
Chairman and members of the board, this month we present you with a list of 34 Level 2 individuals, 83 Level 3 individuals who are suitable for licensure, and we ask that you consider approval.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is, Mr. Chairman. I have reviewed the list presented by staff, and based on their investigation and recommendation, I move to find suitable and approve 34 Level 2 occupational licenses and 83 Level 3 occupational licenses.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Staff's next recommendation is that the board consider revoking Level 2 occupational licenses of 3 individuals. The first recommendation is to revoke the occupational license of Jeffrey Hampton based on his June 2016 arrest and subsequent felony conviction.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Jeffrey Anthony Davenport due to a felony conviction. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The next recommended revocation is the level 2 occupational license of Christy Lee Smith for theft at the Hollywood Casino Aurora in January of 2017 and for failing to disclose her arrest for forgery and theft.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board revoke the occupational license of Christy Lee Smith for engaging in a theft at Hollywood Casino Aurora and for failing to disclose her arrest. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The third recommended revocation is the level 2 occupational license of Zarkisha Monai Williams for physically assaulting her supervisor in January of this year. Ms. Williams was subsequently terminated by the Casino Aurora for this action.
Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board revoke the occupational license of Zarkisha Monai Williams for her conduct at Hollywood Casino Aurora in January 2017, for which she was terminated. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff's next recommendation is the board consider issuing a disciplinary complaint against HC Joliet LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet for violating its internal controls related to crafts fire pit.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint against HC Joliet LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet, fining the licensee $250,000 for violating its internal controls concerning Crabs Firebet. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed?
I vote no.
The motion carries by a vote of 3-1. Is there another disciplinary complaint?
Chairman, the next recommendation is that the board issue a disciplinary complaint against HC Aurora, LLC DBA, Hollywood Casino Aurora, for violating its internal controls related to Crabs Firebet.
Is there a motion?
Yes, Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint against HC Aurora, LLC DBA, Hollywood Casino Aurora, fining the licensee $250,000 for violating its internal controls concerning Crabs Firebet. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
These fines that have been passed as to Hollywood Joliet and there's a pending motion as to Hollywood Aurora are significant because we believe that this violation of internal controls impacted gaming integrity. The motion previous was not unanimous because I think Member Dunn feels like the fine might be a little on the high side. However, obviously three of us feel like it's the appropriate level, but we can't always agree on that sort of thing. I know that Member Dunn feels the same, I believe, as we do, that this was a gaming integrity issue. All right, there's pending motion. It's been seconded. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
I vote no.
The motion carries 3-1.
The final recommended disciplinary action is that the board issue a disciplinary complaint against Penn National Gaming, Inc. as a key person of HC Joliet LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet and HC Aurora LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Aurora for failing to prevent the dissemination of marketing materials to individuals enrolled on the IGB self-exclusion program.
Is there a motion on this issue?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint against Penn National Gaming, Inc. as a key person for HC Joliet LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Joliet and HC Aurora LLC DBA Hollywood Casino Aurora, fining it $150,000 for distributing marketing materials to individuals enrolled in the board's self-exclusion program. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer to the complaint is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
Again, this is a serious violation. Promotional materials were emailed to a number of individuals on the self-exclusion list for riverboats. Fortunately, none of those individuals took advantage of those promotions, otherwise the fine would be higher. The motion has been seconded, right? Mm-hmm. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed?
I vote no.
The motion carries 3-1.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, finally, staff is recommending that the board adopt the findings of fact and conclusions of law, and the administrative law judge's recommended decision regarding the board's October 2014 action revoking the level 3 application license of Elizabeth Capuano.
Is there a motion relative to Ms.
Yes, there
Capuano?
Is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the recommended decision of the administrative law judge in regards to DC-14-27 and issue a final order suspending Elizabeth Capuano Level 3 occupational license retroactively commencing on the date of the board's final, on the board's initial vote to revoke her license and ending today.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there anything else on Riverboat?
No, we don't.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned.